This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will be meeting on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes, and that's just 5 weeks before Election Day. Bill Barrow is a political reporter for the Associated Press.
It's a combination where if Trump comes directly at Biden, particularly in a personal way, I think it will be hard for Biden to resist trying to put up a shield there and answer back. But his stated mission is to use the opportunity to make sort of an affirmative case to those voters that I've talked about a lot in the show, who've already decided they really don't want to reelect Trump. They just haven't decided yet whether they do want to hand the keys to Biden.
Meanwhile, the alleged surprise that couldn't wait for October regarding the president's taxes continues to fester. Sagar Magani has this.
The New York Times obtained years of tax return data the president's tried to keep private. They reveal he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for office, and none in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing more money than he made.
It's totally fake news. Made up fake.
But for a man who chose Mogul as his Secret Service code name, the revelations could tarnish his self-cultivated image as a hugely successful businessman and threaten his standing among blue-collar voters. Biden's been highlighting his own middle-class upbringing while saying the president's lied to his working-class supporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Firefighters say they hope dying winds will allow them to bear down on a wildfire that's exploded in the Northern California wine country. This is VOA News. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International says it is halting its operation in India, citing reprisals from the government and the freezing of its bank accounts by Indian authorities. Amnesty International India says in a statement on Tuesday that the organization had laid off its staff in India and paused all its ongoing campaign and research work on human rights, alleging that Indian authorities froze its bank accounts on suspicions of violating rules on foreign funding. President Trump has announced the U.S. will start shipping millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week in a push to reopen schools for kids in kindergarten through grade 12.
These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result at a maximum 15 minutes machine. No machine is required to process them.
Meanwhile, Congress continues to try and come up with a relief package. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
New York Times obtained years of tax return data the president's tried to keep private. They reveal he paid just
Mike Gracia reporting House Democrats trimmed down their pandemic relief package in an effort to revive talks with Republicans. House Democrats have lopped more than $1 trillion off the virus relief measure they passed in May, but there's still at least $1 trillion off what Senate Republicans say they're willing to accept. The new $2.2 trillion aid measure was unveiled Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants a new package to include a liability shield against potential lawsuits brought against businesses, schools, and universities that reopened during the pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opposes that idea, and it wasn't included in Monday's legislation. Spokesman for Pelosi says the Speaker and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin plan to talk today. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The lone Kentucky detective charged in connection with the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor has pleaded not guilty. Rhett Hankinson's plea on Monday comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Hankinson was one of 3 undercover narcotics detectives who opened fire inside of Taylor's house on the night of March 13 during a botched drug raid. The United Nations Security Council is expected to discuss the escalating fighting in the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh later on today. The closed-door meeting was requested by 5 European nations as the fighting intensified Monday between the forces of Armenia and Azerbaijan in the enclave. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. VOA Remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.